travel bans, crackdowns on sanctuary cities, even a registry for Muslims living in the U.S. President Donald Trump has tried or threatened to try all of those things at various times, either as a candidate or as president. And while some of those efforts are stalled in the courts, the truth is this. Many Muslim Americans are afraid. But then again, they were living in fear well before Trump came on the scene. From San Francisco, here's Levi Bridges.
Google's offices in San Francisco rise above the city's waterfront in a tall brick building. The Bay Area is perhaps the most coveted destination for tech workers from all over the world.
I guess everyone thinks of California as a dream place to live.
31-year-old Sarmad Gilyani is a software engineer here at Google. He says he loves his job, but one morning, something strange happened. Sarmad got a message that two cops were waiting for him in Google's lobby.
So I made a joke to my coworker who sat next to me saying, "Hey, there's these two cops who want to talk to me. Just in case they throw me in Guantanamo, please bail me out."
Sarmad jokes because he's a practicing Muslim. He figured the officers just wanted to talk about an unpaid parking ticket. But this visit was no joke.
So I entered the lobby, and right away, two men in plain clothes, they were wearing suits, approached me, and one of them said he was from the FBI.
Now, you may be thinking, I've heard this story many times before, but this isn't another story about an immigration raid. Sarmad's a U.S. citizen. He grew up rooting for the Houston Rockets. He says he's seen way too many episodes of Law and Order, and he was raised in a Midwestern town with a name straight out of a Simpsons episode. Normal, Illinois. Sarmad says he never felt different until he became an adult. He says every time he got on an airplane, and I mean every time, he got pulled aside for additional screening.
Probably 15 or 20 flights in a row.
The two officers who visited Sarmad at Google said they wanted to talk about his travel problems. But then the subject changed.
One of them asked me how I felt about drone strikes in Pakistan and how awful it must be for the victims. He said, "Well, I understand that you are from Pakistan and you are abreast of the situation there."
Sarmad's never even lived in Pakistan. He only knows his parents' home from occasional trips with his family growing up. Again, he grew up in Illinois. Normal Illinois. More than 1,000 Muslims in the Bay Area, a mix including U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents, have also reported the FBI agents or police have showed up to speak with them. Officers are usually fishing for information about terrorism or trying to turn Muslim Americans into informants. This was happening long before President Trump took office. I spoke with Sarmad in the waning days of Barack Obama's presidency. We met again recently at a cafe in Berkeley. So how have things changed under President Trump?
There's an overall sense of fear. It's like you're looking out in the skies and you see the storm clouds coming. That's kind of how it feels.
During the presidential election, Sarmad was featured in an article on Breitbart News about possible terrorists. He had heard of Breitbart, but didn't take this fringe website of the alt-right seriously. But then one of Breitbart's founders, Steve Bannon, became President Trump's chief strategist.
So it's totally conceivable that one day Steve Bannon says, "Oh, you know, I've already got this list of possible terrorists we need to look at, and my name's going to be front and center." So that is frightening, because you don't know what they're thinking or what they're planning.
Or if the FBI will come visit him again. The FBI and the San Francisco Police Department wouldn't specifically comment for this story. Zara Ballou says the police overstepped their role in asking Sarmad to participate in voluntary questioning.
It's never voluntary when the other person has a gun and a badge.
Ballou is the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in the Bay Area, an advocacy group for Muslim Americans. She worries that President Trump's campaign promises to increase the surveillance of Muslims might actually fuel terrorism.
We were concerned that the rhetoric that Donald Trump was using to target Muslims was going to be leveraged by ISIS to say that America is at war with Islam.
Sarmad worries about the future of Muslims here in this country, even for U.S. citizens like himself. If Trump actually does create a Muslim registry, he's afraid that the climate will become so hostile, American Muslims might have to leave.
Not because we don't like America, not because we want to leave, but because we feel we are being forced out.
But this country is his home, and he says he has to learn how to feel comfortable here, even though he suspects he's still being watched. For The World, Levi Bridges, San Francisco.